The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navy Pillay, is warning that religious differences were being manipulated by political leaders in the Central African Republic to incite violence. But religious leaders are working to ease these tensions and provide refuge for people displaced by the violence. Laura Yarachi has more.
UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay says a UN Human Rights Monitoring Team in the Central African Republic has documented recent killings and attacks, rapes and vandalism motivated by religious difference. She says the infiltration of militia groups from neighboring countries is making the situation increasingly difficult to control. Ravina Shamdasani, a spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office, says the UN is urging all sides to resolve the situation through dialogue.
Too often in history, we have seen the political manipulation of religious and ethnic differences result in horrific violations and long-term damage to the social fabric of a country. She urges both leaders at the national and local levels in the Central African Republic to stop stoking violence on the basis of religion.
The sectarian violence between the mainly Muslim Seleka fighters and rival Christian groups has driven hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. The latest outbreak of violence on Friday, after days of relative calm, left one peacekeeper and nearly 40 civilians dead. About 1,600 French troops backed by African forces are trying to secure the nation after fears of mass atrocities and genocide spurred an international response. Shamdasani said the religious tensions do not pervade the entire country. Religious leaders, churches and faithful have taken initiatives to ease tensions.
We have seen young Muslims take it upon themselves to protect churches, and churches are serving as safe havens for internally displaced people regardless of their religious background. Such developments are extremely encouraging, and the High Commissioner calls on all religious and community leaders to redouble their efforts to ensure that entire communities are not vilified in the dangerous cycle of violence and reprisals that we have been witnessing.
A novena for peace for the Central African Republic, initiated by Aid to the Church in Need, ended Monday. I'm Laura Yarachi.